I've got these four CDs here, right? And so maybe we just kind of take them one at a time. I don't know. I, of course, talking to you, we probably have to mention Nancy Rumble, right?
Sure. Yeah.
How did you end up meeting her?
Oh, gosh. We were instructed to get together by a mutual friend, a piano player out of California. His name's Spencer Brewer. And then subsequently, Spencer and Nancy and I did a collection record together, like, shortly after, like in 86 or something like that, shortly after we met. But Nancy moved up to the area. She moved up to Whidbey Island, which is where I ended up going to high school. After living in South Seattle, we moved to Bellingham for my junior high years, and then out to Coopville for my senior years, and then stayed out there for a couple, and then moved down here to the Seattle area. And Nancy had at that actually moved out to Whidbey Island. So kind of hung out, played some tunes. It was amazing because, you know, first thing I suggest to, you know, people who want to get into the music industry, I said, I think it's really important that you go spend some time in Nashville, you know, make your presence there, or LA, or maybe New York. But and people say, well, but you really didn't. You pulled it off here in Seattle. And I said, yeah, there were probably two genres of music that you could pull off living here. Of course, one of them was grunge, and the other one was the new acoustic, you know, movement. A lot of fine players, you know, David Lawns, Paul Spear, some other piano players, yeah.
Scott Cossu.
Scott, there you go, Scott, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So when I, and she played with Paul Winter. So
she did.
So she comes out here, and it's like, you playing with Paul Winter, that's kind of like, oh, you start paying attention, right?
Well, yeah, sure, yeah. Paul Winter was, you know, was a major part of my diet, you know. Yeah, he created the whole organic, you know, jazz thing, yeah. And subsequently, his guitar player Ralph Towner, which, you know, formed Oregon, you know, with Paul McCandless, who taught Nancy or was one of Nancy's masters. And yeah, just a lot of connections there. But yeah, Oregon was huge for me, really, really big. In fact, Ralph, in the way he played, not so much the way he played, the way his music sounded, but the way he approached the guitar, his discipline, his philosophy, just the way he did it, I really admired. I think, you know, you got to take this serious, this guitar thing. He was a great close role model for that.
He taught at Cornish, did he not?
Did he teach at Cornish? I can't remember. I can't say for sure.
I think he might have. But you know that tune, Jamaica Stopover?
I do know the name.
Yeah, what a great song.
Yeah.
I love that. So, you know, when I go to this record, Cut Sick. I mean, and I'm still a DJ at heart. So, Hanging in Babylon, that's the one.
Yeah.
Do you remember that tune? You remember?
Yeah.
First of all, I'm fascinated by the titles because they're instrumentals.
Yeah.
So you can call them whatever you want. You know, Carla Bley on her record with Carlo Fresu, Paolo Fresu and the Lost Chords, the first four tunes are One Banana, Two Banana, Three Banana, and then the fourth tune is called Four. So it's like, they're instrumentals. I can call them whatever the hell I want.
Yeah.
But Hanging in Babylon certainly has some, it evokes something.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, acoustic, that's Acoustic Garden, right? Or In the Garden.
In the Garden.
That's In the Garden. Well, again, back to being outside, one of the things I always did, my earliest memories are being either outside with my dad landscaping and gardening, or being at my grandmother's, who was just a couple of blocks away, and her. And that's from the time I knew her, from my earliest memories, is she was just always outside. She was in the garden. So it's kind of in my blood to be, you know, a gardener, be a landscaper, to be outside working and stuff. And just came up with this concept. This is kind of my first concept record, you know, to do all the songs and to write them about various aspects of gardening. And then, you know, each one of the songs has a story. There's the booklets in there.
Right.
You know.
Right, right, right.